Okay, we're recording. All right. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Shawn Marie.
I'm Jean.
And today we are going to talk about Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. So first we're going to go with Matthew. We're going to tell you Matthew's story. And it starts December 1st of 1976. He was born to Denise and Judy Shepherd, who seem like the sweetest people on the fucking planet.
Yes, they do.
Wasn't his mom just the cutest little thing in the world?
Mm-hmm.
She was super sweet.
Yeah.
The dad, he reminds me of, like, the dads he used to have on TV, like, very manly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he did all those press conferences and everything beautifully.
Yeah.
And I'm the mom. I'm over here and I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
I'm definitely the mom in the situation where I can't compose my shit.
Yeah.
And that would be me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that would be me. Okay. So, yeah. 76, cute little Matthew was born. And he, oh my God.
He was a cute boy.
Wasn't he just the cutest thing in the world?
Yes, he is.
Oh my God. So, his mom kind of thought that he might be gay when he was like 8. She was like, maybe.
Mothers know.
Yeah, like, you know, you know, you know. My sister has a friend who is mainly the only gay I know, and it breaks my heart because I want more gays in my life because I feel like you need them as a woman because this, her gay, he is like the most brutal man in the world, and I love it. He took my maternity pictures.
Oh, cool.
The ones I did with the first time.
Uh-huh.
So he's super amazing, and he lives in Salt Lake, and he's like a dancer, like at a gay bar, and he's just like super fucking adorable and gorgeous beyond all belief.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just amazing. And I knew he was gay when they were in like 5th grade.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I always told her, I was like, why don't you go hang out with your gay friend Adam? And she's like, no, he's not gay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he is. And lo and behold.
See?
He's gay.
Yeah.
He is the most amazing thing. You can still say gay, right? That's not mean. Is that mean? Tell me if it's mean. Fuck.
You're not saying it in a derogatory negative. I mean, of course, the politically correct term is homosexual.
Let's. I can't say that LGBT. Shit. That sounds. I can't say that. I can't say the alphabet.
Yeah.
All right. No offense to all of you. I fucking love everybody.
It's just their personalities. I moved in with my friend Devin. He's amazing.
I moved my soda like it's gonna block your voice.
No, I know. I was kind of trying to leave. We're here, but no, they have wonderful personalities, and the fun part about the situation is they're people. You know, everybody it's needs like, a gay. Do you? Nobody walks around and just defines themselves, and it was like, well, I'm so straight today.
Okay, anybody who lives in Idaho Falls knows the gay I'm talking about because on the 4th of July, we are all blessed to see his ass cheeks. Everyone in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this man I'm described? He is very, very tall.
And I went to Pride Fest too, and that was awesome. Huge turnout here for Idaho Falls.
Oh, see, and I didn't go because it was cold. I don't do anything when it's cold.
No, you waved at us.
In the car? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I waved from the car. I did.
Like props, people.
I did. Like a good sport because it was rainy and stuff. And I just don't do that because I really think I'm sweet and I'll melt. But anyway. So yeah, sorry. Back to Matthew. We banter off. Anywho. So he's the firstborn. And then he has two brothers that follow him. His brothers are super cute and super sweet. Like older siblings, I like to say, are very adored and loved by all.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm like one of the older siblings, mm-hmm. second oldest. So like I'm loved and adored by all and I know it. They just don't tell me often. But I know it.
Well, and that might not, I don't know. I'm the youngest. And
you're the baby. Are you the baby?
I am the baby. Yeah, I think my older brother's an idiot. But I love him. Absolutely. See,
and my little brother thinks he's like the slave of the family. And it's weird because my husband agrees. He's like, you guys make him do everything. Which we do. But, like, if it wasn't for us, you wouldn't be alive.
But he's not an indentured servant.
Well, no. I mean, like, he says no. I saved your life, boy. Yeah, he can say no to me. It just comes with a guilt trip, which is, like, my thing.
Well, and that's also enhanced by just being a mom, because that's our fabulous
mainly, I just right want to go get fast food. I'm always trying to ditch my kids to go get fast food. I'm like, hey, your uncle loves you. Go get him. Like, he loves you, I promise. Go get him. And then I'm like, oh, since you have come up here, I'm going to go get fast food.
Yeah.
Love you.
Do you want some fries?
I get him food, so I'm not a devil.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. Wow, we are, like, way off today. Anyway, yeah.
Matthew Shepard.
So, he seems really, he's an adorable guy. He grew up in Wyoming. His dad said, like, Wyoming was the best place you could raise kids. Because you got the outdoors, you got camping, you got fishing, hunting. I mean, who doesn't love Wyoming? Mm-hmm. I like Wyoming. Wyoming's gorgeous. It is one of the places I actually have been to.
Well, Matthew did quite a bit of outdoorsy stuff. Yeah. With his family, always camping. Him and dad went hunting.
Yeah.
I've lived in this area my whole life. I've never been hunting. So,
I don't believe in killing Bambi. I eat Bambi. I just don't want to, like, witness Bambi's death.
Oh.
Like, I'll eat the fuck out of Bambi.
No, but they just go to sleep and wake up and pack meat. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. No, I don't do that. But anyway, so, he grew up there. They did a bunch of traveling. Mm-hmm. His dad had a really cool job. I don't remember what it was, but they got to travel a lot.
I believe he was, private contractor.
Yeah.
But where he was, like, in Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's where they were when they got the call. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to that because we have two people. Like, and you guys have no idea because I just surprised Jean with a second person, because you really can't talk about Matthew Shepard without talking about the other, because they do come together.
Yes.
Sadly, they do come together. So, and he had braces until, like, he was young when he got them, and he had them until he died. And braces is torture.
Yeah.
Ugh, and I can only imagine the things that happened to him, and, like, having that, just alone, the mouth pain is intense to me.
Well, and then they...
Well, we're not... Yeah. Calm yourself, Jean. You jump ahead so much. So, anyway, in 1995, he goes on a school trip to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my school did not offer a no damn trip to Morocco. They're like, you guys want to go to Blackfoot?
Yeah.
Let's go to Blackfoot.
From my understanding, dad's job paid where he did a couple years in a boarding school in Italy.
Yeah, abroad or somewhere. Awesome. Yeah, somewhere fucking amazing. Yeah.
Because he just has one younger sibling, correct?
Two
younger siblings.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, sadly, on this trip, though, he was beaten and gang raped, sadly. And so when that happened, that kind of changed him from the outgoing, bright, happy, go lucky Matt that he was up until this point.
Yeah.
Because then he got depression, he got anxiety. I mean,
there's fear.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, and already you're a closeted gay man already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to be violently gang raped and robbed and beat up, like, is just horrible, especially as a teenager. I can only imagine. So now we're gonna go to the night of October 12th, 1998, and a cop gets a call from a biker who calls the cops, and he's like, hey, there's a fucking scarecrow out on this. He's like, it's weird, you guys probably should go check it out. Something, someone reports it to the police that there's something out there, but they don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
And so a cop goes out there, this amazing lady, and so she stumbles upon him, and she walks up, and she's like, what the fuck? Because he's tied to an old fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking, like, old cowboys, Indians, fucking two sticks make a thing, and then two other sticks in between it. It's an old-ass fucking fence.
Yeah.
And his hands are bound to it. He's tied up to that. And so she walks up, and she's like, shit. and she can hear him breathe. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing that she can think to do is she just sits there and she comforts him. She obviously calls for help and all that.
Back up.
And yeah, she calls for all the necessary things. But then the only, because she is a mother.
Yeah.
So the only thing that comes to her mind is, oh my God, he's been out here for so long already by himself. He just needs to know he wasn't alone.
He's 21 when this happened. Yeah.
He's only 21 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... they come, they get him. He is unrecognizable because they bash his head in with the end of a gun. Mm-hmm. They beat him with that.
Pistol whip him.
They take his shoes, his keys, his phone, the $20 he had in his pocket. $20 fucking. And his school ID was the only thing that they found at the crime scene. Yeah. It was just his school ID.
So they could at least...
It was a 40-yard crime scene. 400 yards. 400 yards. Like, it was massive. Like, they were like, it was huge because there was tire tracks everywhere. They, like, only, one of his shoes was there, but it was a farther distance. Mm-hmm. And then, so... The cop sits down and she's talking to him and she's telling him, she's quoted to be saying, telling him that now is the time to fight. And he was only 5'2". I'm 5'5", so he's smaller than me.
Yeah.
And so she was, she said
it was 5'2".
Yeah, she said it was like a child. Yeah. Like, you're little. Well, you're not little, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So... Yeah, so the parents are, where did you say, what did you call it?
Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia. Yeah, his parents are in Saudi Arabia, and
the, you get the worst call of your life.
The Wyoming call, yeah, the Wyoming hospital calls them, and the mom asks them, she's like, well, is he going to survive? And they're like, hey.
Get here right
just
now.
Just come. You know what I mean? Like, let's not talk about if this isn't a phone call, because now you have a flight, and like.
Well, and that's a flight.
That's
a,
oh, dude, I'm, I just fucking assume. That's at least 12,
14, I don't know how many hours.
Yeah.
You know, China was 16 hours.
Right.
So, and you have to stop and catch other planes. So the whole time not knowing if he's, can make it.
And yeah, and you don't even know what you're walking into.
How many days did he hang on?
8.
Oh.
He tried to, and he was out there for 18 hours.
You said December he was found? He was murdered in...
He was murdered in October.
Well, but...
It's still pretty
anyone
cold.
That's been to Laramie, Wyoming, or Wyoming...
In general.
Is cold.
It's cold.
They get snow before us.
Yeah. I mean, it's super cold. It's super beautiful, but it's so, so cold.
Well, and it's windy.
Super windy.
And so that wind bites you, and it makes it 20 degrees colder.
Well, and his mom found out when they went back out there... It brought some peace to his mom because they did end up finding out he wasn't alone. A doe had bedded down in some bushes not too far away from him. And they saw her there the day after in the morning, obviously, when the light came up. And so his mom just likes to believe that she was there with him so he wasn't alone. Because that's the thing that gets me as a mother is the time you spend alone and alive. And in pain. Mm-hmm. And I'm your mom.
And there's nothing you can do about
it. Yeah, and there's nothing.
It. Yeah.
So that night.
It's heart-wrenching with these people. Oh, my
God. It's so horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. So that night, I guess Matt's new. He's not new to that area, but he's not really familiar with it. He's only been there for a week. Mm-hmm. A fucking week. And so he goes to this bar. The bartender said that he had been there a couple times before. The bartender was like, because he's adorable.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a grown man who has braces. He has the sweetest voice I've ever heard. Like, you hear him speak and you're like, hey, sister, hey. Mm-hmm. Like, girl, I know. And when he came out to his parents, he really got the shock and awe of like them being like, well, gosh. Thanks for finally saying it. Like, now I'm not just assuming.
Yeah.
Like, honey, we know.
Yeah.
Calm yourself. Like.
And that's cool because especially for.
His mom said that she knew if he was gay that he would need his parents to like back him up. They didn't realize the struggle and the pain and the sorrow and the hatred and everything else that Matt fought with on a day-to-day basis until he died. Mm-hmm. Sadly. But that's really the case how it was for the whole rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, these two cases that we're telling you about changed the world. Like, they changed it. Everybody sat back and was like, holy shit.
Well, I can't remember.
Gay or not, you don't deserve it.
Yeah. The anti, it was a...
I got it. Okay. The one they started for them?
The law?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it. So, the cops are thinking about it, and they're like, oh, shit. Earlier in the night, after he was already left, and so Matt's tied up to the fence at this point. Uh-huh. These two fucking douchebags, Aaron and Russell, they're like, hey, these fuck faces were fucking causing shit last night. And the fucking
cop... Because they had to be more badass?
Yeah, because they were just on a rampage to be douchebags. And the cop remembered. She's like, I remember when I shined my light into the windshield of his truck that I saw Matthew Shepard's credit card. And a random shoe on the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. And so they pulled these two in, or whatever. Russell was like, hey. He is quoted by saying, we just wanted to jack him up. That's what they wanted to do. Only because he was gay.
Yeah.
And they picked him out in the bar.
He didn't approach
them. No, they were at the bar with him. Yeah. They saw him. And they thought in their heads, oh, he has money. They didn't realize he was gay until he started talking to them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when they started talking to him and he was obviously talking back, it clicked in both their heads. They're like, oh, dude, this dude's gay. Mm-hmm. And so that's when they were like, oh, well, we got to jack him up. And one of them claims that when they were in the truck, this is where the beating started, is that Matt touched his leg. And he was like, what the fuck? WTF. Mm-hmm. And then that's when it all started. I don't believe that. But that's what he says.
It was pretty premeditated.
Yeah. And so he's in the hospital fighting for his life. These two douchebags have... Now they're being charged and all that greatness. And they are just two douchebags. I really don't have any back information on them except for their fucks.
They were the same age?
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't even write down their age because that's how much I didn't even care. But yeah, I think if I remember right, listening to from the documentary, that they were all about 21, 22. Mm. They weren't older than him. And like, one of them's fugglier than shit.
Well, and to take it that far.
Dude, anybody who does that's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot argue that you were just having a bad day or that he's gay and you didn't like him. Are you fucking kidding me? You're an animal.
Yeah.
Like, you truly are.
Yeah.
You are an animal. So his family gathers around him because they realize nothing's changing. It's just, he's getting worse. The doctors are finally like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, I hate to do this to you.
We need to let him go.
But something needs to happen. We need to make a choice. And so they send in, there's a guidance counselor there that's helping the family, and the mom tells him, she's like, you go in there and you talk to him. Like, I can't. You go talk to him. And so this guidance counselor goes in there and he explains to him. He's like, hey, Matt, you know, like, they got the guys that did it. Your parents can't go through this anymore, buddy. Like, you don't have to fight anymore. You can go. After he gets done talking to him, the dad goes and talks to him, the whole family. Everybody's holding his hand. We're having a moment. His dad tells him, you fought the good fight, and now it's time for you to go. It's time for you to let go now. He died at midnight that night. They didn't know that he was killed because he was gay until they saw the paper. Because, like, mind you, they're getting off of...
The transcripts?
No, the parents. They didn't know that he was beat up because he was gay until they saw the newspapers. Mm. Because his dad, when they were coming, like, in their travels to come to Wyoming, he thought the whole time Matthew was in a car wreck. And his sister, because the hospital didn't tell them what happened. So they just went severe to the next conclusion, like... You don't think your child's been beat. You just automatically think the next thing of, oh, it's a car accident. Mm-hmm. An accident has happened. And his sister, I guess, and a bunch of other people are like, oh my God, Matthew's story is everywhere. It's on the radio. It's on the news. It's in the papers, magazines. Like, Matt's face is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so they had no idea that it was because he was gay. Not a clue. And like, that's your worst fear as a parent of someone.
You probably wanted to protect him from that.
Yeah. And like, that's your number one thing.
Because people are ignorant.
Yeah. People are fucking, fucking dumb is what you are. Like, people can be gay. Mm-hmm. People can be gay.
I'm not sure why people get so offended.
I'm down for some gay love. Actions of
others. Yeah.
So Clinton and Ellen, Ellen just came out.
Yeah.
Like shortly before this happened. And before her press conference that she did for Matthew, everybody was like, oh, she's like the greatest thing. She doesn't cuss. She doesn't swear. She doesn't anything. And she straight says on there like, hey, I'm fucking pissed. She doesn't say fucking, but she says she's pissed. Mm-hmm. So the whole world was like, this shit's serious. And then Clinton himself was like, this is fucked up. Like, the world needs to realize this doesn't need to happen and this shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. This never should have happened. And then sadly, so these two fuck faces, Russell Henderson, he pleads guilty. He gets 2 life sentences. Aaron McKinley went to trial and he got 2 concurrent life sentences. They both, from that fight they had gotten in after Matthew, mm-hmm. they got fucked up. They were all 3 in the same hospital at once. How fucked up is that?
Wow.
Just so horrible. Okay, so now we're going to go to James. To James Bird Jr. They have really southern accents when mm-hmm. they say his last name. So I'm just going to say Bird. Be safe.
Yeah.
Because I can't. But like they do. Anyway, so he's 49 years old. He is living in Jasper, Texas. So the night that he dies, they were, okay, before that night, you got to realize this is back in, the trial was 1999. I think it happened in 98. I believe it happened in 98. But, so Jasper, Texas is small.
Yeah.
So you still have blacks over here, whites over here. Mm-hmm. I guess I could say African-American through this whole thing, but I'm not going to. Because it's a lot, and I get tongue-tied easily anyway.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to fuck this bitch up. Anyway, so yeah, they say it's still very much, you stay your side, we'll stay to our side. Amen. Walk away.
Yeah, that's just people's beliefs.
Yeah. And James always told everybody, I'm going to be the one that puts Jasper on the map. And that was like his thing. And I guess, do they show the video of the day he died when he was with his family? Mm-hmm. And he's playing the piano. He's jamming. He's singing. You can definitely tell that he was the uncle, brother, and his sister's the one who speaks on the behalf. On that the documentary I watched, and you could just tell by the way she talks about him mm-hmm. that he was truly the life of the party and lit up the room.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say everybody lights up the room, and I swear, when I die, the person who says, she lit up every room she walked into, I'm haunting you. Because you're a fucking liar. So anywho, I think it's his cousin's or his niece's baby shower.
Okay.
So they go and they have a good time or whatever, and it ends. And he says, and I'm close to home, you know, I'll walk. Mm-hmm. I ain't got a problem with it. So he's close to home. Well, the next day at the church gets everybody together and they're like, hey, y'all, this is the black church. Uh-huh. We're warning all of you, someone's been killed. It's been horrific. All of you go home, lock your doors, lock your windows.
Stay there.
Do not come inside until we tell you that it's safe. Until you know it's safe. So, and the DA's chilling at home, okay? And the DA, he never gets called to, like, anything.
What do you mean? So the cops will process... You have to have the district attorney, don't you?
No. No. It's fucking 1998. They can do whatever they want. In a small-ass town in Texas. Get your cowboy hats on. Like, come on. They can do whatever they want. Power to Texas. Anyway. So the DA is at home and he gets a call from the cops. And they're like, dude.
Something's wrong.
Get your ass here.
Yeah.
Like, you need to come to where I'm at. Meow. So the DA is like, this is horrible. I don't want to go. Yeah. And like, he even says, he's like, for them to call me? He's like, I already was like, I don't know where I'm going. I can't go. My cell phone, like, can't find my shoes. Like, I can't go.
He was not really wanting to go, huh?
Yeah. So he's taken to a section of the road. And on this section of the road, this is 3 miles of dirt road. Okay?
3 miles.
There are 81 circles of orange paint on this road. Because those are James's body parts. These three douchebags. There's three of them. We got three motherfuckers that are just beyond, I don't even know. But they are trying to be cool and they want to get a niece. They want to become a part of the KKK. That's their thing. It's we're KKKs. We're clicking. And so they only come to this conclusion because the cops follow this blood trail.
Yeah.
All the way back down the road.
They can follow it.
They can follow
it. Jesus.
They get to a part of... They can see... They call it the... what did they call it? The fight scene. They call it the fight scene. Because there's so much... Like... foot scatter in the dirt. Uh-huh. Like different shoes. There's beer cans tipped over. Beer bottles amiss. Like, it looks like someone fucking fought there. And so they fight him. They jump him. They take a chain and they tie it around his neck and drag him behind the truck. For 3 miles. And he was alive, they know, from the first part, for the whole first part of it. They know that he was alive. Because he was using his elbows to hold his head up. And his elbows were down to the bone. Ah. There was no skin at all. So he was trying to hold his head up. He was fighting off his death.
Yeah.
Like, he knew. I don't think he knew. Maybe he hoped that they would not go as far as they did. But he tried. He used his elbows until he had no elbows at all.
Yeah.
To keep his head up. His head was decapitated.
Yeah.
And he's in 81 pieces.
Yeah.
All over the road.
Ugh.
That's what they didn't take to the fucking church. They took the torso, bigger pieces, and put it in front of the fucking church.
Why?
Because they're. Yeah. They did it to hit the black church. And
why?
Because they wanted to be part of the KKK.
That's so fucked up. I mean, why?
So this happens.
Understand it. I don't even.
Dude, racism is one thing I've never understood in my life. But
because people are people. It doesn't.
Well, I mean, I get it, I guess. But, like, I don't understand racism. I don't like people coming at me being like, your great, 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 great grandma owned my great, 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 great grandma. So we can't be cool. Uh-huh. Like, we can be friends, dude. I don't know her. Calm down. Like, I never went to her Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a different piece of bread than her, bro.
Yeah.
Calm down. I love everybody. So I don't get it. That's just me. I don't get it. So anyway, so yeah, he's in pieces. And so the cops are like, it's getting national fucking news. It's,
yeah, this is big enough. Mm-hmm. To be on it's that huge. Site in some kind of capacity, I would guess I would never sleep again.
Oh, no. Dude, okay, so I used to have...
Because every time you... Oh.
I always wanted to be a detective, too. Mm-hmm. But, like, I like murder discussions and, like, all of that. But, like, seeing it, you're a fucking hero, bro.
Yeah. Props.
If you can save it and go on to the next one. And the next one. And this is horrible.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is like, they haven't, in this part of Texas or nothing, the KKK has just been the KKK. They're chilling. They're like, you know we don't like you. Don't come over here. And it was, I mean, there was still tension, of course, but like, it was just whatever.
Yeah.
Until these three shit sticks. Ew. So, yeah. Well, some guy calls and he's like, hey, I saw James in the back of this shitty ass Ford. I don't know who was driving it, but I saw him in the shitty Ford. Mm-hmm. Well, the cop goes, ho ho. Well, I know. The shitty owner of the Ford.
Yeah, because small towns, everybody knows. It just takes a hot minute.
And I always just picture it like the cops are the one with the KKK too. So they're like, oh, we know that fool.
Yeah.
We know him. Anyway, so it was Sean Berry. Sounds like a girl's name. Sounds like my name. Sean Berry.
No, it doesn't sound like your
Sean, last name.
Berry.
Like okay.
Strong.
Lawrence Brewer. And John King. Hmm. So when they got caught, they were really just like, we got caught. Like, okay, well.
How did they explain themselves?
They were just like, well, obviously, you know what happened. So let's get on with it. So this was the first time in Texas, in this area of Texas. Uh-huh. That a white man was sentenced for the killing of a black man.
Well, good.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So Sean Berry gets life because he turns around when they get caught and like it blows up in his face. He's like, well, hey, I'm not like full KKK. He's like, I'm like a K and a K. And I just drove. So like, I'm
well,
not...
that's even worse because you have the brake pedal.
Yeah, right? Like you're the fucking dumbass. Driver. But anyway.
Wait, really? I just drove.
So
stop.
So yeah. So he gets life in prison. He is eligible for parole.
What?
It won't happen until he's like 86 or something like that. And this was back in 1999 and he was 23 then. So I was 9.
So 23 is young.
Maybe he's coming up on it. Anyway, so Lawrence Brewer. Oh, yeah. Brewer. I think it was Brewer because I chuckled at it. He was 31 when this happened. He was sentenced to death. And since Texas, amen to Texas, don't fuck around.
Yeah. He was executed.
He got put to death by lethal injection on September 21st of 2011. Mm-hmm. John King, who was like, I guess he's like the leader of said KKKKK little. Is that too many K's? 3 K's? Yeah, KKK. Yeah. I text that when I text people. Like, you're an emoji, pretty much. I'm just saying. I know the KK lives in strong, and I don't disrespect you, but I don't also respect you. So, like, I don't know. I mean, I'm in a weird position.
Well, they're saying that that's a hate crime symbol now.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it's a new thing. You can't tell anybody, okay, because now you're a white
I thought
power.
That was the butthole one.
It's a white power.
Oh.
My God, no! This means I'm doing okay.
Oh! Well,
that's
I'll
the
be
butthole.
Dipped.
That's the... Wait, what is it? Yeah.
That means butthole? That's like the alien hello. That's just fucked up.
We're throwing okay, signs, sorry. Folks.
We're doing stuff. Anyway. So John King, he was 23 and he was sentenced to death as well.
Good.
And he was put to death by lethal injection April 24th of 2019.
Oh, so just now?
That was a day before Eric's wreck. The day before.
Wow.
Jesus! Well, not to him. May you rot in hell. But he's dead. So, sad, I guess. So, anywho. So, the families hear about each other's shit. And they're like, you're a victim of hate crime. I'm a victim of hate crime. We're going to fight all these motherfuckers and we're going to stop hate crime.
Yeah.
Like, we are going to put...
Enough is enough.
Enough is enough. Gay, blue, purple, black, doesn't matter who you are, what you are. You don't need to die in any way, shape, or form, especially with any torture. Mm-hmm. And in Wyoming, they couldn't charge those two shit bricks with a hate crime. Because there wasn't a hate crime statute in Wyoming at the time. They were just like, we could give him murder, but we can't give him a hate crime. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So his parents were like, well, we're about to change that. So they meet up with James's sister and James's family. Mm-hmm. And they start fighting at the federal level.
Taking it to the Supreme Court and all that.
For hate crime, legislation. There we go. Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
Now, it took... How long did it take?
Forever.
Because Obama signed it.
Obama signed it.
So that's... Yeah.
Obama passed it in 2009. The Shepherd and Bird Hate Crimes Prevention Act was passed by both houses and signed into law by Obama himself.
Yeah.
And so we're going to make a whole other podcast about these guys, but I will touch on the main one because he was just too precious and I don't even understand. Like, I don't understand people. But so they describe it. Everybody in the world says the world looked away because we've sentenced them. We've killed them. We've moved on from it. Mm-hmm. Everybody learned their lesson. You're nice to everybody. Y'all should get it. It'll just be worse. You know what I mean? It was a thing. The whole world looked away. And they were like, okay, problem solved. That's not true. 8 years later, the horrible... And I'm not going to go into how he died or anything like that. I will just say his name and talk about his parents real quick. But, Blaze Bernstein died on January 2nd of 2018 for being gay.
Huh.
And he was precious.
Yeah.
Like, literally. He was on home for school, like, Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just precious, beyond all belief. And his dad wears this shirt that says, hashtag, blaze it forward. And it has, like, the gay pride.
Mm-hmm.
Rainbow and like
flag,
whatever. Super cute. I'm sorry. Like I said, I don't know the terms. But
you're correct.
It's just horrible. And so we're going to make a podcast about him too and the people to follow after. Because there's quite a few people and it's crazy. It is insane to me. There's this one guy that's on the same documentary because now they have... There's a whole documentary the Oxygen Channel started about it. And it's called, like, Murders of Hate Crime or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there's a new show that comes out, I'm instantly on it. I watch it the next day. I don't follow anything on it. I don't read anything on it. I save it. Mm-hmm. I know what it is because of the commercial. And then I'm like, ah, it's like Christmas to me. So I savor it.
Yeah.
And the first episode that they did is about all of them, the people that we will all eventually get to talk about. But mainly you have to start with Matthew and James because they started the movement.
Yeah. They weren't the first victims.
No, they were not. But they were the first victims, so
they were able
disgustingly
to fight
murdered.
And change locks. That's expensive, too.
Well,
you know? And that takes a lot of... But, I mean, I'm sure they had tons of donations. There's the Matthew Shepard Foundation.
Yes.
And they do amazing things.
He lives on in such an amazing way. You can truly tell that his parents love him.
Yeah.
Like, he was impactful.
Well, maybe they're overly intolerant, you know? Because
there's a documentary about him, dude. His friend makes the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because his friends and, like, his family were like, we get he died.
But we know who the fuck he is.
But he is this person.
Yeah.
Like, he's not who you guys say he... Like, he's more than what you say he is. Yes, he is gay, and he is a gay man who was murdered, but he's also a brother. He's a friend. He's a son. Like, he's a man of faith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so they just wanted to, like, put more light onto him, and it is amazing. It is sad. It is... And I don't cry.
You cry a lot.
I don't cry. Dude, I try not to cry when I watch things. But seeing parents break and, like, listening to his poor mother sit there and weep.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't handle it. And I was bawling like a bitch. I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God I'm home alone on my lunch, because I'm just, like, crying like I just got left. And I'm like, like, oh, it was horrible.
Thank God you weren't shopping and listening to it.
That is not a lie. Like, at work, just crying in the aisles, which has happened before. Dude, there's been some podcasts that have made me cry.
Yeah.
And I'm like crying, or like laugh, or like they make me laugh out loud, like in the middle of the store. I'm just like, And then, like, randomly, here comes that one person out of the clear blue sky. And they're like,
right behind you.
They're like, oh, Walmart still hires nice people like her. Cute. And they just look at me and judge me. But anyway, so yeah.
I think people did that anyways with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Yeah. I don't know, dude. Like, and there's nothing wrong with being gay. And these people, dude, I honestly believe you are born that way.
Yes.
Like, you are who you are, sister. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are the occasions where, like, I guess it seems like he just woke up and he was gay, but, like, he wasn't. He just lived miserable, you know, until he could be who he was.
Because they have to hide so they don't get their beat to death.
Straight Caitlyn Jenner.
Pistol whipped with braces.
Oh, my God, I know. Ugh.
I know. Or drug 3 miles. I mean...
For being black.
There's already enough nonsense in the world. Why?
For being fucking black. Like, are you fucking kidding me, you piece of shit asshole? Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? You fucking weird-ass looking white guy.
Well, what are these guys thinking while they're being attacked, while they're just...
I don't know. It's horrible. It's horrible. Like, you honestly can't... Well, I can't even imagine. Like, well, and obviously you can't imagine. Hopefully you'll never, ever know. Because that's just horrible.
It's the senseless crimes. And I guess everything that we talk about is senseless.
It is. You know, everything is.
Who the hell goes and murders their son because he's in the way. And they want to go party and be gay. And...
Fucking Amish.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, dude, I don't know. It's insane. And to me, to know that there are people out there, I mean, and yes, the KKK has suffered so much embarrassment that they really are not, at least it's not publicized as here much, I guess, about their shenanigans.
Well, and everybody has those off branches,
too. Yeah, I mean, and everybody does. You can't control the cycle that comes to the party.
I know.
And they just pick up on some shit and they start their own shit. You can't control that cycle.
Well, you have those Aryan guys up in northern Idaho, and it's not our fault, okay?
Right, we just have nice mountains. Don't judge us.
Yeah.
And they like scenery. And like it's not
scenery.
It's not my thing. You know what I mean? It's just not my thing. I'm not against it. I mean, if that's who you are, that's who you are.
Yeah.
If you're gay, you're gay. If you're KKK,
it takes so much energy to hate, and then people.
But it does.
Then people are living that lifestyle. I'm choosing, and not only because they're kids who grew up in it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you're raised that way. And obviously, they make their own decisions when they're teenagers anyways.
Yeah.
We hope that they'll do the right one, which is why I hate anybody.
Right. And like Matthew's mom said, it's so cute. One of his, like, go-to Halloween costumes was Dolly fucking Parton.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, but if your son comes to you and he's like, hey, I'm rocking the Dolly this year, accept your shit.
Yeah.
Accept your life. Because it's popping.
And they all need love. Everybody needs love.
Well, why not? Why not? You automatically, like, you got the most amazing person that happens to be your child that loves you enough and trusts you enough to confide in you.
Yeah.
That they're like, hey, I can trust you and tell you that this is who I am. Is a magical thing. A very, very magical thing. I have seen it go both ways. I have seen the parents who were like, child, we knew. Calm down. This is not news to us. And I've also seen the parents who are like, okay, well, you need to get the fuck out.
Yeah, you're now homeless.
Yeah, I've seen both sides. So it's sad and it's tragic. And you shouldn't ever hate someone for being who they are. What makes you the person who decides who someone gets to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, everybody always tells me, they're like, oh, she tries to be black and she talks ghetto and whatever. I don't think I do.
Oh, people say that about you?
Dude, all the time.
Oh.
And I'm like,
I don't think so.
Yeah, and I'm like, no. You're just you. I'm like, I'm just me. Yeah. Like, they're like, well, and sometimes you try to act like you're, like, Southern because, like, you get a Southern accent. No, I don't. Like, maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
You
but
do
like,
the voices.
Well, like, okay, but if you've made me mad enough to where I'm like, I need to hop state and, like, I'm going to switch it up on you, you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
In my eyes, obviously. So, like, why are we even... You don't tell me what I am or, like, what I can't be, you know? And, like, that's just swearing. I couldn't imagine living as a gay person surrounded by people who were like, ew, if you're gay, you should die.
Uh-huh.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Or even being back in the time where you're black and they're like, you can't use my bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's ignorance.
It is.
And I think it's fear. I'll call it out how I see it. It's fear. And I don't know why they're scared. You know, just because you see someone that's different than you does not mean they're going to come attack you. They're not going to try and come
attack you. Dude, I grew up with a black family. Like, I really did. Okay. Uh-huh. So, my friend Shanisa, I'm a sister friend stealer.
Yeah.
She started out Andrea's friend, and then I stole her.
That happens.
It happens. I'm just, I love Andrea to pieces. I'm just the cooler sister. It is what it is. I'm amazing. Just kidding, people. I'm not that cocky, but. So I took her and I claimed her as my friend and she was mine. And I introduced her to her husband. They've been married for ancient years and they have beautiful, beautiful mixed little babies that are just so precious. I love it. Anyway. And even her, like, watching her grow up was so weird. Because, like, people would do, like, we'd go to the store together or we'd go out to eat together. And I'm a fucking teenager. We're in a new time. You know what I mean? We have a goddamn cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still going to sit there and look at her because she's black. And, like, you're going to do that, like, weird look where you look at me and you look at her and it's just like the movies. And they're like, ugh. Why? What do you mean, why? You cut her open, she's the same as me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I won't cut her open, but, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I grew up with her family, and, like, I went to church with them. Dude, that is the best church I've ever been in my life. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was, like, uplifting, life-changing, amazing. And if everybody could just come together and be like...
Relax.
We are who we are. It doesn't matter.
Put your energy into something else.
You know what? Just, into some positivity.
Or learn about more. Why are you, you know,
mm-hmm.
why do you feel that way? Maybe that's some
inner soul searching inner you got to do. Why are you a douche in some way, shape, or form?
Well, and I watched quite a bit on Matthew Shepard, and when the speech that I found on YouTube of his dad at the sentencing of
We're going to play it too at the end.
Yeah. What really struck me at that moment, because he wanted to ask the judge for the death penalty, because they gave him that option to ask for the death penalty or life in prison. And it's beautiful because he truly followed who his son was.
That's amazing.
They knew him enough that
it wouldn't be how he would want.
He's loving, and it is. That's the part that really made me bawl, because that's all anybody wants. I want you to see me.
Yep.
You want me to see you.
Yeah.
You know, not if, you know, what if you're not in an accident or in whatever. 5 hours and you lose half your face? Nobody plans on that shit.
Yeah.
You know,
you're still who you are.
Yeah. You're still you.
Mm-hmm. Nub and all. Yeah. Dude, like, for sure. No, I get what you mean. Like, that's true.
And that's
you want to love who you want to love, and you want to be who you want to be.
I wish the world could accept that.
Me too.
All these mass shootings, all of this pain and war, and I don't know.
And I'm going to tell Jean about a school shooter too. She's the fucking, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
But we're talk about her, because what she did was horrible, but. That's where everybody, like, I won't say it to you right now because we're recording, but I'll tell you after.
Okay.
You probably already know. But so, yeah, so that's the story on how we got the Shepherd and Bird Hate Crimes Prevention Act. It's sad that that's what it took to get it, is these two beautiful souls had to lose their life because people just can't be okay with them being different than them. And it's horrible. But that is the story of Matthew Shepherd and James Byrd Jr. I feel so uncomfortable. His sister has like the most amazing Southern accent.
I like Southern accents.
Oh, me too. I'm a big fan. So I'm just like,
what?
Beer. And then the cop comes on, who's obviously not from there, because like he's not as Southern. Maybe he was from there. I'm just judgmental. But he didn't have a Southern accent, and he kept saying Bird. Because the newspaper, one thing about James's case real quick, the newspaper wanted the world to know how serious it was that they showed some journalists his autopsy photos. And they were like, this is a man with no face. This is a man who tried to hold his head. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
They just showed them because no one was taking it as seriously as it needed to be taken. Like, this man was dragged alive behind a fucking pickup truck for 3 fucking miles.
After a fight with 3 men.
Yeah.
By the way, 3-on-1.
Yeah. And he was in walking distance, and God only knows why he got in the back of that pickup.
Probably.
And they were hunting. They say they were hunting. It is just so sick and so horrible. But anyway, yeah, that's the last little tidbit I didn't want everybody to forget, because that's truly how horrific James's crime was.
Mm-hmm.
Truly horrific. Just horrible. And same with Matt's. God only can imagine that happening to a person. That is horrible. Horrible to where you're disfigured. And the only part of him his parents could recognize were his braces. That were left. Horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. No parent should ever have to go through that. No family should ever have to go through anything that these families went through. So, yeah, that's our story. Hopefully you guys liked it.
Matthew Shepherd in, what was it, October? I wrote it down. Yeah, October 2018. His ashes were laid to rest. I believe it was 20 years after his death at the National Cathedral. And so he's over by Helen Keller and then Presidents.
Which is amazing to be honored in such a great way.
Yeah.
In such an amazing way. Which they do need to be honored. And these people do not ever need to be forgotten at all, because it is just horrible.
Yeah.
But let us know what you guys think. We're trying to communicate with everybody more, so reach out if you guys want to. Don't be scared if you guys have suggestions. I love them.
We appreciate you listening.
Follow us on Instagram at iswhatitispod19, at Twitter it is what it is 208, on Facebook at it is what it is, on YouTube as it is what it is. Let's subscribe, follow, like, all that fun shit, and don't fucking hate.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Just love.
Just love, bro. Just chill and love. And now we're going to play Matthew's dad for you.
My son Matthew did not look like a winner. He was rather uncoordinated and wore braces from the age of 13 until the day he died. However, in his all-too-brief life, he proved that he was a winner. On October 6th, 1998, my son tried to show the world that he could win again. On October 12th, 1998, my firstborn son and my hero lost. On October 12th, 1998, my firstborn son and my hero died. 50 days before his 22nd birthday. I keep wondering the same thing that I did when I first saw him in the hospital. What would he have become? How could he have changed his piece of the world to make it better? Matt officially died in a hospital in Fort Collins, Colorado. He actually died on the outskirts of Laramie. Tied to a fence. You, Mr. McKinney, with your friend Mr. Henderson, left him there by himself. But he was not alone. There were his lifelong friends with him. Friends that he had grown up with. You're probably wondering who these friends were. First, he had the beautiful night sky and the same stars and moon we used to see through a telescope. Then he had the daylight and the sun to shine on him. And through it all, he was breathing in the scent of the pine trees from the snowy range. He heard the wind, the ever-present Wyoming wind, for the last time. He had one more friend with him. He had God. And I feel better knowing he wasn't alone. Matt's beating, hospitalization, and funeral focused worldwide attention on hate. Good is coming out of evil. People have said enough is enough. I miss my son, but I am proud to be able to say that he was my son. Judy has been quoted as being against the death penalty. It has been stated that Matt was against the death penalty. Both of these statements are wrong. I, too, believe in the death penalty. I would like nothing better than to see you die, Mr. McKinney. However, this is the time to begin the healing process. To show mercy to someone who refused to show any mercy. Mr. McKinney, I am going to grant you life. As hard as it is to do so because of Matthew. Every time you celebrate Christmas, a birthday, the 4th of July, remember that Matt isn't. Every time you wake up in your prison cell, remember you had the opportunity, and the ability to stop your actions that night. You robbed me of something very precious, and I will never forgive you for that. Mr. McKinney, I give you life in the memory of someone who no longer lives. May you have a long life. And may you thank Matthew every day for it.